Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So, self-esteem. Think about somebody you know who seems good at pretty much everything. They do well at school, or they're great at sports, or people always seem to just want them around. Now, from the outside, they look like they have it all. Now imagine that on the inside, this same person often feels like they're not good enough, no matter what they do. That happens, and it happens far more than you might think. It tells us something important. Being good at things and feeling good about yourself are not the same. This topic is about the second. It's about self-esteem. So, self-esteem is how much you value yourself. It's the quiet sense that you matter, you are worth something, just as you are. It's not about what you can do, it's about who you are. A person with healthy self-esteem still makes mistakes and they still have bad days. But under it all, they feel that, you know, they're okay and that's enough. Now, it's easy to mix up self-esteem with self-confidence because they sound similar and they are linked, but they're not the same though. Self-confidence is about what you can do. It's the belief that you can pass the test, give the talk, learn the new skill. Self-esteem is about who you are. It's the belief that I'm worth something, whatever you can or cannot do. Here's the difference in real life. You can be very confident at one thing, like a sport, and still not feel you're worth much as a person. You can also feel very calm and okay about yourself and still get really nervous about trying something new. One is about ability and the other is about worth, value. Of the two, self-esteem is the deeper one. It sits underneath your confidence and holds it up. When your self-esteem is healthy, your confidence can take a knock and then recover, because failing at something doesn't change how you feel about who you are. When your self-esteem is low, even small setbacks and mistakes can hurt much more, because they feel like proof that you're not good enough. So working to improve your self-esteem helps your confidence as well. Self-esteem is not something you're born with in a fixed amount. It builds over time. It grows from how you've been treated, from the things people have said to you, and in a big way, from the things you say to yourself. If you grew up being encouraged and accepted, that helps. If you grew up being criticized a lot and told off, that leaves its mark. None of this is your fault. And just as importantly, none of it is fixed. Self-esteem can be built at any age, and that's the most hopeful thing in this whole topic. Now, here's an idea worth holding on to. It matters what you build your self-esteem on. Some people build it only on outside things, like how they look, their marks and grades, how many likes they get on social media, or being the best at something. Now, the problem is, all of these things can change and they can be taken away. When your sense of worth and value depend on them, it can fall apart the moment they slip. A much healthier, steady kind of self-esteem comes from accepting yourself as you are, including the parts you're still working on. This doesn't mean thinking you're perfect. It means knowing you're worth something, even when you fail, even when you're not the best, even when nobody is clapping. That kind of self-esteem is much harder to shake off. A lot of people struggle with low self-esteem, including people who look completely fine on the outside. Now, if that's you, you're not alone. And it doesn't mean something is wrong with you. It just means you've been told by other people or by your own thoughts a story about yourself that's not true and is not fair. The good news is that stories can be rewritten. If these feelings are heavy or they've been with you for a long time, it really helps to talk to someone you trust, like a friend or a family member or a teacher. You don't have to carry it on your own. One of the biggest things that shapes your self-esteem is the way you talk to yourself inside your own head. Many of us speak to ourselves in a way we would never speak to a friend. You would never tell a friend that they're useless or that they always get everything wrong. And yet, we say these things to ourselves without even noticing, don't we? Simply noticing that voice and learning to be a bit kinder to yourself is a real start. There's more about this in the book chapter on the way we talk to ourselves. It also helps to be careful about comparing yourself to other people, especially online. When you scroll, when you see other people's best moments all lined up and you compare them with how you feel on the inside, well, you know what? That's not a fair contest, and it can quietly wear down how you see yourself. Try to remember that you are seeing the outside of their life and the inside of your own. So, self-esteem is how much you value yourself, and it's the steady ground that everything else is built on. It's not fixed, it can grow, and it grows best when it rests on accepting who you are.